basically, the project is to expand the CTE programs at Rutter High School. Right now, we have the number three ranked CTE program in the nation. That's pretty darn good. So we want to encourage that, and we want to get kids to want to go to Rutter. Okay, so the intent is to come into to a new pre-engineered metal building and build an ag shop. Then part of that building will be five classrooms. That'll be for animal husbandry, horticulture, and then three regular classrooms. This will allow the CTE teachers that are currently in the portable buildings full-time to move back into the school.
And what will become of the existing portable buildings?
We'll probably move them, you know, depending upon what the student population does, because you never know. But our intent is to try to replace the portables with permanent structures.
Yeah, well, and I'm jumping the gun a little bit, because you're going to talk more about the new portable buildings.
Yes.
Why not use the existing ones to help with that?
We are, these are three existing portable buildings. They're already there.
Okay.
They happen to be in a better location closer to the road, because with the cosmetology and barber program, you want accessibility to the population coming in so the kids can work on people, you know, in their program.
Right.
So our intent is to have one portable building for a cosmetology lab. It'll be set up just like you're going to go in and get your hair done at a regular beauty salon. Then the other one will be set up for a barber shop, and that's when each of the students will have their own barber chair. Part of the barber program is shaving, so they'll learn that also. Then the third portable in the middle will be set up with a classroom, one classroom for barber, one classroom for cosmetology. So the kids will go in, they'll learn what they need to do their book work in the classrooms, and then move into the lab. Now, there are different levels of that program, and of course when they first start off, it'll be more in the classroom, and as they move into the upper echelon of the program, it'll be more lab work.
My word, you have an aggressive schedule to make all this happen.
Yes sir. Well, and we yes sir.
and if you would give the proposed timeline to see all this come about.
So right now, with their approval tonight, we will have the architect proceed with construction drawings. We're going to give them about 2 months, and then we're going to put them out on the street. We want to come back to the May board, and we want to get started. Our intent is to open sometime in the fall. Our fallback is to not be any later than the 15th of December, so that we could move in over the Christmas break. However, we do want to leave it up to the contractor to see how fast they can get it done. Using a pre-engineered metal building will allow us to get it done more quickly. So, you know, we're hoping we can get the kids in as soon as possible.
And this is apples and oranges to a certain extent, but given the recent publicity about what happened in College Station with a huge middle school project, obviously the ag building is not going to be on that scale. But can you get through all the bureaucracy to get the permits and so forth to even get the pre-engineered building taken care of?
Certainly. That is one of the advantages of living in Bryan. That we work very, very closely with the city. They have been wonderful to work with. So we know where we stand. So we know what they expect as far as a set of plans. And so we will have things done and permitted and be ready to go.
What's the engineer's estimate for the cost of this phase?
We believe the total project is around $3.3 million. By the time you do the new building, do the upgrades and the renovations to the portables, and do the renovation work to expand the existing labs in the building.